Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bane.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Tech talk and all the shit talking and all the you know all
DDoSing and doxing and all that crap. Yeah, it's fun. It's got its place. But every once in a while, you just need to kick back, relax, and, you know, set aside a night to spotlight the ladies. So we're gonna. I'm gonna do that tonight. I hope you'll join me. Ladies, don't be shy. Feel free to step up to the plate and give me a call tonight, and share what's on your mind. 347-826-7667 is the number, and I won't bite too hard. I promise. Anyway, yeah. So without any further ado, gentlemen, start your boners. Oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about. All right, all the ladies in the house, all the ladies in the chat room, put up the number one in the chat room. The number one ladies in the chat room. All the ladies in the chat room. Put it up. So good, man. Darling, just give it up to the ladies in the chat room. Now, hair is still popping that night. Very bad. I'm trying to give shouts out to all the ladies in the chat room. Mary Mad in the building, looking good tonight, Mary Mad. Prison Reform Movement, looking fantastical as well. Rudy Poof, something or other in the building. I don't know if you're a girl or a guy, but you got a sexy name, Rudy Poof. I like that. Actually, Rudy Poof kind of sounds like you might play for the pink team, but that's okay. There's sexy pink team players as well. Who else? We got Shagney. I hope you're a girl. For God's sake. For all intents and purposes, based on your name, I'm going to say you're a sexy fox yourself. Stun. I'm guessing Stun is maybe not a chick. That's it. There's no more chicks in the fuck. Where are all the chicks, dude? What the fuck? There are no goddamn chicks, are there? You assholes. Well, hey, at least you have me, though, right? Look at my sexy fox going on. Oh, yeah. Ladies, come on. Don't be shy. Come forward. You call in the number 347-826-7667. I put three sixes in there? It's only supposed to be two sixes. 347-826-7667 is the number. Ladies, go to the front of the line. And don't be shy. You call in. You press the number one if you want to talk. I don't know if there's a couple of people holding on the line. And don't be shy. You can press number one, and that raises your hand and allows me to know that notifies me that you want to. You want to jump on. If not, if you're just going to kick back and listen, that's cool. There are some dudes on the line, too. Females take priority, but I guess if worse comes to worse, we can put some pretty soundy guy on, and it'll kind of be close to the same thing. I don't know. If worse comes to worse, I'll just have crappy airbags come on and, do a Liza Minnelli impersonation or something. Balls to you. Crappy airbags, balls to you. Balls to you. Oh, fuck it, balls to you, Artie's World. Crappy airbags, crappy teabags, crappy tires. Goofy Bone in the building. Goofy Bone, what's up? Goofy Bone, you're supposed to get me some ladies to call in, bro. You're supposed to be the pimp daddy from the South Bay, dude. Hook it up. Get your girlfriends to call in. You got a different chick you give a bone to every goddamn night. First of all, put the one you're with there right now and you're boning right now on the phone. And then tell her to get her friends to call in too. All right? Goose cream soup, don't be shy. You're a female. I know you just got out of the shower. Your hair is sopping wet. Come on, honey. Call in. Don't be shy. There's one confirmed female that I think is going to call in at some point. And I forgot her goddamn name on Twitter. You people on Twitter have these weird-ass names that are hard to... You put in, like, a couple of letters and a number or two, and I don't know what the fuck to call it. But I'll try to track down her thingamajig. Yeah, you can live tweet me, too. I will check my Twitter during the program. So don't be shy, either in the chat room, on Twitter, or on the phone line. It's no biggie. It's supposed to be ladies' night, so I don't know if the ladies are just kind of shy. I don't know what to do, but don't be shy, ladies. It's your night. It's your night every night. It does, you know. There's no reason to say one night's ladies' night, but sometimes we forget that it's ladies' night every night, and you need a little kick in the ass. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. That is EISMC2. What the fuck? EISMC2. Whoever that's calling. Call in EISMC2 if you're listening. Don't be shy. In an effort to try to inject some females, some sexy fox into the action here, I'm just going to call. I've got a number of a chick that was just sent to me in the private chat. I'm going to dial out here. See if I can't get a hold of this person here. Just try it. here. Oh, come on. Come on. Give me a break. Hang on here, folks. Some Blog Talk Radio dialing out feature is kind of primitive. Let's see.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording...
All right. That number didn't work. Stun. That was a number given to me by Stun. Sorry, your girl that I just called, Stun, was not there. She's already changed her phone number. Apparently, Anonymous already got to her. Good times. So there's no chicks right now. So in lieu of that, I'll bring on a dude that's got a voice that sounds like a chick. Blunts No Joints is here. What's up, bro?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. Just hanging out, waiting for some hot chicks to show up. What's up with you?
I actually raised my hand when you were talking about Goofy Bone.
Oh, yeah, Goofy. What about Goofy?
I just feel like he probably bullshits a lot about all of these girls he's fucking because he doesn't really seem to have a personality. His rapping is, for lack of a better word, shit. I just don't really see him getting that much action. That's really all I wanted to say.
All right. As always, great running commentary. I appreciate your input and your contribution here every night when you do call in. It's good to have you here tonight helping me hold things down, but I have some calls. Hopefully a couple of them are ladies. Let's see who this is. Area code 813, you're on the air. Who is this and what's on your mind?
No, man. What's up, Vince in the base? Your boy smells so good in the building, man. I'm listening to the show. I ain't got no ladies around. I had to leave them at the strip club. You know what I'm saying? I left them at the strip club. But I'm listening in. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving the music. You jamming. You know what I'm saying? Encouraging all the ladies to call in. But I did want to call in, you know what I'm saying, to kind of stand up for my homie Goofy Bone, because I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, as a Floridian, Tampa resident, you know what I'm saying, and he's a California resident from San Jose. When we met in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, that's one of the realest people I've ever met. So regardless how you want to feel about his music or whatever else you just said, you know what I'm saying, you meet the man and then you make that same comment. He got good music. He got good fans. Get on his Facebook. I mean, you ain't think he got hoes, then go on to our go look up. We live in Las Vegas, bitches, and then you'll see what we was doing on YouTube. And I welcome
you
there.
You could just do a Google image search.
And it'll all pop up. And the videos. So...
Goofy.
That's just for your little caller. They just called up and wanted to. Haters that sip on haterade. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I survive. So shouts out to my homie Goofy Bone. Shouts out to Vince in the Bay, holding it down real big, late nights. I don't even be up this late. But, you know, I seen you Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Goofy Bone holding you down real big on the Facebook. So I was like, okay, let me call in and see what's happening. And that's what we do. So we represent. You know
that's
what I'm
saying?
So I should smell it prior to we in the building.
Yeah,
but I'm
man,
on the line, man. I'm just hanging in there listening to all the commentary.
I'm sorry. Tell us your name again that you go by.
Oh, Smell So Good. DJ Smell So Good, the Starship Smelly Prize. Y'all can catch me live on Blog Talk Radio whenever I'm on this mother.
All right. Well, you want to stay on our panel here while we
I'm in
hopefully
the
get some ladies going here. Hopefully get some ladies to call in and you can butter them up for me. Let's see who this is here. Area code 201, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Equals MC Squared.
Equals MC Squared. Oh, our first lady in the building. Our first catch of the day smells so good. We lucked out. It's lady. So that's how you say it? It's E smells so good?
E is MC Squared. You know, that whole theory of relativity thing kind of gets
I heard
people.
About that. I heard about that. Somebody told me about that once. I'm so glad you're here with me tonight. I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you.
I'm so stoked that you were able to make it tonight. Tell us about your thoughts on being a sexy fox yourself.
I don't know. I just like to bring attention to the whole cause thing, you know, and if flashing my tits sometimes can do that, I'm perfectly all right. You know, I was born with them. Not like nobody else has them. Quite the nudist and the exhibitionist, so, you know, I get my kicks like that, too.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. You a cam chick?
Am I a cam chick? No.
Yeah, you like to cam it up. You don't do the way up cam late night, getting all hot and bothered.
We have some messages for you already, equals MC squared. Can I just call you, what should I call you for short? I'm California, we shorter.
Call me Emmy.
Call you who?
Emmy.
Emmy. Oh, that works so much better. Emmy. All right. So, Emmy, I'm getting anonymous messages and personal messages, and people are trying to reach out to you. Let's see. Your Anon News says hello. Also, Jackal says hi. Stun says hello.
The Jackal is. That's how the Jackal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I love them because I do love them.
Yeah. So are you? You should. Are you? So you, I take it you don't see the chat room. You're just called in.
Unfortunately, I can't right now. I'm still without internet.
Oh, you're not missing anything. The internet sucks these days. All the IRCs are broken down, and new Twitter sucks now. So the best thing going is actually BTR. So you're kind of where it's at, to be honest.
I'm too much of an addict. Get a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, I always have to tell myself, every day almost, it seems like I have to tell myself, okay, Vince, step away from the internet. Don't worry, it's going to be there when you come back. Just step away. It's for your own good, Vince. Step away from the internet. It'll be there when you come back. Trust me.
Away from the internet, and it's really not that bad. I don't have a problem, I swear.
It's 1:22 at night. What you doing up this late?
Especially not 1:22 where I am.
Being sexy? She's just up late being sexy, that's all.
What you got going on?
What do I got going on? Or what do you mean what she got going on?
Hey, Vince. Oh, yeah. Man, don't cross up the vibes, man. Don't do that.
Sorry, bro. I'll mute myself. Go ahead.
I got to go brush my teeth. Damn. Okay, here we go. Okay, now what you got on?
Well,
hey, listen.
Answer the question, Emmy. Answer the question or get the fuck out.
This is
orderly
conduct. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Did you not hear my answer? I said nothing, actually.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Wait, aren't you supposed to wear a mask, though? Aren't you supposed to be contractually supposed to be wearing a mask, though? That's part of the... Or just cover up your face. Could you just cover up your face, though? It doesn't matter. As long as we obscure your face, that's all that matters. Yeah, that's fine. Just wrap something around your head. Perfect. There we go.
I can open my eyes, you know. Painting a picture.
Okay. King Poop Tickler is on timeout. He's 2 minutes in the penalty box for Nyoning way too much. Spamming Nyon.
What the hell is that? Yanni? What, do you like to listen to jazz?
Nyon. No, that's something else. Oh. You really want to know? It's this song right here is what they're referencing. In fact, watch. Oh, yeah, it's this. So what happens is
trip hop.
Yeah, so and this goes on for 3.5 minutes. 3.5 minutes of this.
That's Japanese. That's got to be Japanese.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely Japanese. It's
It sounds like a video game. It's probably
your that's
is Yeah.
It rots your brain almost as much.
Nan, 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 nan. Ain't that what it's saying? Nan, 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 nan. And then I made a song out of that. They done took the American nanny, nan, nan, and I made a song out of it.
Pretty much, yeah. It's an... Oh, my God, are you kidding me? You know how many views this video has on YouTube? Like over 9,000. It's ridiculous.
King Poop Tickler.
9,000? There's no way that can be right!
Sam.
Yeah. Whatever. It is what it is. Okay, now King Poop Tickler is scrolling again. So another 2 minutes. Another 2 minutes, King Poop Tickler for scrolling.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you just can't catch a break. Hey, Kishu's in the building. Speaking of sexy foxes, Kishu's a sexy fox.
Ooh. Keisha, call on
if in. If you're just joining us, we got some new folks joining us now. Blunt Snow Joints is here with me. Smells So Good is here. Also, Emmy, our lady on the panel tonight, is... gracing us with her presence, and it's open lines. We're talking about whatever. We prefer that ladies call in. I'm sorry it has to come down to me having to schedule a show about for and with the ladies for this to happen. But you know, hey, it is what it is, I guess. But yeah, there's tons of people in the chat room now. I'm really stoked that you're all here to play with me and everybody here. Kishu is in the building, like I said. Feel free to call in, honey. It's been, what, a whole day? I did see a little bit of drama going on Twitter. I don't want to necessarily get into that, but I hope all that...
Oh, no, Twitter drama. No way.
Yeah, imagine that. The thing
Twitter
is, that Twitter is... I honestly think that some people treat Twitter like it's a personal message service, like when it shouldn't be. You know, it's microblogging, people. It's microblogging. It's not texting, okay? If you're going to text, like please do direct message, okay? We don't need to see all of this, some of this shit, you know? Stun keeps sending me numbers to call. I'm not calling your numbers, bro, because I struck out the last time, and I have a feeling you're trolling me or you're trolling somebody else. Because that's 9 times out of 10 when people would say, "Hey, call this number." It's usually like their ex girlfriend or whatever. They're some guy that they hate, his mom or some shit like that. It's just always something totally out of context. And
oh, mama poop tickler. Oh man, y'all are too stupid for me. Boy.
Am I in the fucking green room? I better not.
No, you're not in the green room, dude. If you're in the green room, you wouldn't be able to hear us, dude.
All right, I got a number for you. I got a number I want you to call.
All right, what is it?
Well, I'll DM you on Twitter. I don't want to, like, give it out over the air.
Okay.
Damn, I was just going to call her tomorrow. Shit.
If you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
Yeah, what do you say was changed? I ain't been on Twitter. I don't know how long, so I don't even know.
Oh, new Twitter sucks, dude.
It looks
horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty glitchy. It actually works better on my phone now. Like...
I just use the mobile version. Yeah, I just use it on the mobile, and that's it. It's the only real. I mean, it's just supposed to be a bare bones basic little like ticker. I mean, that's it. It's not supposed to be fucking Facebook or any of that other shit.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to.
All right, that's the
like they're competing with. Yeah.
All right, let's see what this is all about. Okay, do you want to tell us who this is?
No, I don't.
Oh, is it a chick?
Yeah, it's a female.
Wait, no, are you doing exactly what I was talking about? Are you trying to get me to call your ex-girlfriend?
No, I've never dated her. Not an ex-girlfriend. I don't hate her.
So what do you want? What's my angle here? Is she hot? Is she available? What's up?
Yeah, she's hot and she's really freaky. Just
is she legal?
Is she legal?
You, Krabby tea bags for okay. The...
Yeah, she's 20.
Shut up, guys. Shut the hell up. Hang on. Don't make me mute you people.
Quit being a bitch, father.
Wait, what's her name?
Amber.
Hey, Amber. Amber, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Amber, it's Vince. I was just calling to see what's going on. It's been a while. You gave me your number a couple of weeks ago at the bar. What's going on? Hello? Oh, I guess that was the wrong angle. I don't know. Hello? Hello? Oh, she hung up. My bad. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That
see, that's the last time I take a number from Blunt's No Joints. That was horrible. And what the fuck am I supposed to say to that chick? We got chicks on the line. We got Kishu here. Kishu, what's up? Kishu,
yes.
You're in the building.
Hi. Oh, my
Hi.
God. Amy, I just have to say, you are my fucking hero. You are such
really?
A hero. Oh, my God.
Oh, you have no
like,
idea how much
I would do very bad
now.
Things to you.
All righty, then.
That's something we can arrange.
What? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Because apparently you're in my time zone, so that doesn't mean you're too far from me. Oh, good times. But, yes, I've had a very crazy night. It's been full of lots of Twitter drama, but I'm not going to bring that to your show, Vince. Don't worry. It is what it is. I just don't want everybody to fight. That's the only reason I even got involved to begin with, and I shouldn't have, and whatever, you know? It is what it is. Just want everybody to get along.
But it is like high school. You just can't get involved.
Yeah, exactly. I was stupid to get involved. I really was.
It's literally high
but,
school. We're talking about literally high school.
And pretty much. So anyways, it is what it is, like I said. But I'm just happy that that Emmy called in. And is that what you say, Emmy? Is that what we're calling
you? I'm calling her.
Thank you for calling.
I'm calling her every night is what I'm calling her.
Oh, yeah. but yeah, so I'm really excited about that, and I think that's awesome. And maybe we can get some more ladies on the line tonight and really
Hopefully.
Have a sexy fox show for once. So.
Yeah, sexy fox me, baby. Sexy stalks me. Oh, god damn it. Speaking of stalkers, King Poop Tickler, do I have to keep muting you, dude? What the hell?
That's wrong with you.
Seriously,
I'm just kick him the hell up out of here because he just.
I'm not gonna kick. He's pushing it. I don't kick people, but he's really pushing it, dude. Like seriously, wait till the musical interlude or the end of the show to do that. That's what your non-news and Motormouth News do. They just bite their tongues till the very end, and once the show ends, they just go fucking nutsoid. And King Poop Tickler, if you wanna get down with some scrolling. You and Motormouth News and your Anon News can just go toe to toe and have a fucking scroll-a-thon at the end of the show, okay? Or maybe we'll do a musical break and I'll mute everybody but you guys and you guys can just scroll the shit out of each other. All right, let's take another call here. We got people on the line. I think this might be Shardy Wong. I have a feeling. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Block caller. Hello?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, Vince.
Shari Wong.
Get the fuck off the internet right now.
I'm not on the internet.
The
I'm on my phone.
Get off the phone. I don't care. You get the fuck out right now. Go to bed.
No. No, I've already been to bed. And then I
was not going to bring this to a show, and now you're
calling
me.
Are we in England?
Hey, I got told to call in by like 7 different people.
No, we're actually in Arizona and England.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out all the
And the bay. And the bay. And the motherfucking bay, of course.
Yeah.
Wait, it smells so good. Where are you calling out of? What part of
the
country?
Yeah, I'm down here in Tampa. Tampa float weed.
Oh, you're in the other bay. I'm in the San Francisco
bay.
Yeah, we're
in the Bay to Bay.
I see. Yeah, all right. So, Shari Wong, what's going on, dude? What's the deal?
She's getting butt foot by Team Poison, basically.
Yeah, he's butt hurt because of Team Poison.
No, I'm not butthurt. I said I'm getting butt fucked.
Yeah, but you
fought. Wait, how could you get butt fucked and not be butt hurt?
Butt fucked. I wowed like four people who like talked over you.
No, I don't. Yeah. When you're 18.
Oh, it's outside the shag me and Tay Bay Bay. Okay. Yeah, alright.
Okay, I'm just really confused now because like all of you are talking over each other.
Yeah, go one at a
Vince
time.
Talk.
One at a time.
Okay, well, you're getting. Yes. You said you're getting butt fucked in pictures, or it didn't happen?
When you're 18.
Oh, he's not 18. Sorry.
He's 15.
Oh.
I know. He is a baby. But, you know, he's cute. He's a cute baby. And I do. I adore Charlie, and that's why I stood up for him, you know? But,
all right, so apparently,
also,
apparently Crappy Tires is King Poop Tickler. So there you go. Crappy Tires and King Poop Tickler.
I am Crappy Tires.
No, he's not. I'm just kidding.
I thought I would tell you that.
I wish he was. Then it'd be easy to get rid of him. But, no, it's King Poop Tickler is still on timeout. Crappy Tires is on timeout for a second just to make sure he wasn't somebody else. Good to see Crappy Tires just being himself. Crappy, seriously, you should just be yourself and not be 8,000 Twitter accounts and BTR accounts that you manipulate at the same time so obviously that it's, you know, you might as well just have one.
Yeah, just about that, I'm going to smoke a bowl.
Totally, bro. Fucking, it's
bro.
Let's take a smoke break. I mean, sister.
Right? I was like, I don't have a penis.
Hey, where's Crappy Airbags?
He's in the green room. Do you want to go talk to
you
him?
You have some amazing faces.
No, I was just wondering where he was.
All right. We got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Hopefully it's another lead. Area code 937, you're on the air now. Who's this?
Goose cream soup.
Oh, my God. Goose cream soup. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here, honey. So great to have you here. How's it going?
Good, I guess. I don't know. I was really nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
No, props to calling in. That's awesome.
I'll be
Hell
gentle.
Yeah.
I'll be gentle, I promise, honey.
Gentle is great.
This is the Sexy Fox Show, you know.
Yeah, the whole sexy
awesome. We got
factor
awesome
just went up another notch tonight. I got, one, two, three hotties, three sexy foxes on the line right now. Emmy, Kishu, and now Goose Cream Soup. So why the name Goose Cream Soup? Is that one of your favorite dishes, or what's the deal?
No, it's not a favorite dish. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. A random name, I guess.
Kind of like Crappy Tires.
I thought it was something to do with wild goose. But
no
obviously
way.
It's not.
Yeah. There's plenty of geese out there. Not necessarily all affiliated. There's a lot of ghosts out there. I noticed the internet, people love to use some sort of form of ghost.
Ghost
pickle.
In the wires, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Everywhere. And then you have Shari Wong, who basically has a chick's. That's like a chick's name almost, right?
No. How does that work out? It's like Chinese.
But it sounds like a chick's name, though.
No, Hard if it was me. Cherry, possibly.
I got to admit, that was really funny, the paste bin. It's like, fuck Cherry Wonks.
I know. No, it's from Corpse decided to call me Cherry Wonk. Corpse is a cunt if he's listening.
Oh, no, you know what? This is what I'm talking about, Chari. This is the
no,
shit.
No, he's the one that started releasing those stuff and started making uploads of, like, Skype messages and stuff that I'd said when I hadn't even said them.
Listen.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm confused. Okay,
everyone.
So we got England. So, Kishu, where are you from?
Arizona.
She's in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Okay, so all this is through the Twitter. All these, everything
yes.
is.
Through the Twitter. Twitter. Almighty Twitter.
This is 100% interwebs-based programming right here. All these people, none of these people have met in real life. Hardly any of these people that are on right now have ever met in real life, and probably most of them never will meet in real life. But that's the beauty of the...
I'd like to meet everyone in real life when we finally have regained control of
Las Vegas trip, which I mean... punk ass Blog Talk Radio didn't want to jump on board and actually give us some real sponsorship behind it. But I mean, we showed that we can get all the hosts from around the world together one location, and everybody gonna meet on one day, and we're gonna have a fucking ball. So he checked the YouTube and it proved that. I mean, but I'm telling you, I met Sweet D Love, Goofy Bone. Hell, I don't know. Just last night, that's how
Eric. Did Bill Wagoner go to that? Was Bill Wagoner there?
No, Bill didn't make that one. But see, damn, the whole thing of it was, it really wasn't planned. It was something we just came up with an idea, and we ended up making the idea happen. Everybody paid out of pocket. I spent like $500 to fly to Vegas. We had my co-host from Australia. Shouts out to Tasha Triple X. She flew all the way from Australia, New York, Texas. Oh, we had everybody. Girl. I mean, it was amazing, man. We had a great time, but it was all through the power of Blog Talk, you know. But then they just don't really support us, like, you know what I'm saying. We support them, you know what I'm saying. But hey,
winning.
Oh, shouts out Charlie Sheen, also one of my co-hosts tonight. Charlie Sheen, he's busy. He's filming his roast, I think.
I was going to say, watching the roast? Are you actually going to watch the roast?
He's celebrating his birthday today as well, but he is he's on the phone with us. And he's going to chime in from time to time.
Mole S H I T.
Yeah, it's Charlie holding it down with us as we. I mean, if you know, we got all these goddesses here. We have to. We need somebody that knows how to help shepherd the goddesses. So Charlie's holding us down there as well. Let's take another call here. We've got some more callers. Hopefully some more ladies. Blocked number caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller, you're on the air. Okay, maybe not. We'll come back to that person. Here's another caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Vince.
Hi. Who's this?
Yo, what's up, Vince?
Oh, it's Crappy Tires.
Hey, somebody
crappy
with a grown voice.
Airbag.
Hello, how are you?
Crappy Airbags, yeah. I can't keep it straight. It's Crappy Airbags.
What's up? How you doing?
Nothing.
I can't use my voice changer to become a chick when I call in on a phone line.
That's too bad.
That would be pretty awesome, though.
That would be pretty hot.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Vince, if my phone dies, I'll call back in a few minutes. I'm just about to die, and I'm outside. So.
All right. No problemo. There's a lot of calls on the board right now. I'm really flattered by all this. We're doing pretty good here. Probably almost a 50-50 ratio of gals to guys on the panel tonight. That's always good. And one of them, and not one of them is Melissa Hopkins. So that's good. It's a good thing.
Right.
It's great. This is progress.
And no in-betweens.
Yeah, Poop Tickler is, King Poop Tickler is.
Yeah, but the in-betweens are the sexiest. What are you talking about?
Well, I had to ask, you know. Everybody spoke up. I was trying to represent, but hey, you know. Nobody spoke up.
I don't know why. That's always kind of been a fantasy for me. Boobs and a penis.
Oh, totally. Bailey J is probably my favorite transsexual porn star.
Yeah,
who?
I don't really know anything about that, but that I'm sure that whoever that is.
I'm like,
oh my god.
Yeah. I don't keep up with porn stars. I should, but I don't.
I work at a porn store, so I'm kind of forced to.
No wonder
that's
you have
all all I keep track of is porn stars. Are you kidding me? That's the only thing I watch now.
Hey, y'all sell the real doll at your porn store?
The real doll?
Yeah.
No, we have a couple of realistic sex dolls. We have one of Brie Olsen. Charlie's
You got one in Japanese? I need a Japanese chick.
We used to. We used to have a Geisha one.
And you're actually trying to sell me some shit. Ain't this a bitch? Woman, I'm not coming to your porn store, okay? I can buy mine off the internet. Thank you.
No,
yeah. I meant.
I don't
watch porn.
Help that? Talk to a number of women about your sexual issues.
Oh, I don't have
have no problem with that.
I'm not saying you have a problem. I'm just saying sex is an issue.
Oh, nah. That's what we got Vince show for, you know what I'm saying? So we can all meet here and just get virtually naked and talk.
I don't know about you, bro. I don't know about you, but I'm not virtually naked. I'm not literally naked.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, you know, I got to keep it within the spectrum of reality right now. So I'm in virtuality. I'm in the Matrix, the porn Matrix right now.
Yeah, so am I, dude.
Reggie?
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Hey, what's the sexy boxes?
Yeah,
at Tumblr.com.
What is that? Won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, King Poop Tickler is going to be muted again 2 minutes for just being a troll. Wait, who's this laser beaming your mom, and why is that person muted? What did you do? I can't keep up with these kids on here. Goofy Bones here. What's up, Goofy?
It's popping for down.
Fucking Mexican faggot.
Hey.
I knew it was a hater still on the line. I kept recognizing the hater voice. I'm like, geez, that's like that same hater from the first time.
He's a homophobe. He's a
freaking dude with the gay sounding voice right there. The sweet
Geopool. Sound. He goes by Geopool on Twitter. That's your homie Geopool.
Yeah,
Who was that guy?
That's your on Twitter.
He blocked me because I told him how much of a shitty rapper he is.
What you
listen
to?
I'm a shitty rapper. So what? Did I say I was the best rapper in the whole fucking world? You dumb fuck. Seriously?
Yeah, you did. Like twice.
Did I say, "Oh, Lil Wayne, I'm coming after you"? Tweet.
I don't think I ever threatened you. I just told you that I hated your rapping.
Oh, man.
Hey, Goofy Bones is not the best rapper in the world. He's the best rapper in the universe, bro.
Hey.
Right. Fucking wanker.
I don't care.
Yeah. Hey, guy, you're a wanker,
you
man.
Motherfuckers. You guys can't come up to me and say it to my face because I'll just sock the shit out of you little fucks.
Yeah,
so you the best fighter in the world.
I don't live anywhere near you, you stupid asshole.
Hey, man, you know what? I didn't come on here.
I bet
I didn't come on here for you to have your time to hate on me. I came on here to
out of high school, didn't you?
Hey, you're a bloody wank, man.
You're
a bloody wank. You fucking wanker.
All right. Blunts No Joints and Goofy Bone are now in the green room. Does anybody want to join them? I'm trying to get down with the ladies in here. So.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. If you guys want to go into the green room and hang out in there, feel free to let me know, and I'll put you in there with those two guys.
Hey, Crappy Airbags.
Crappy Airbags, are
yo,
you?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, dude. I just wanted to say hey.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Do you guys want to go in the green room together? Should I do
no,
that?
Because then we can't talk. It's better just talk on air because like, the other two will be like arguing loads.
Well, how about I do this? This is what I'll do. I'll put you guys be really quiet. Just be really quiet, and I'll put you guys in there. You'll hear them talk for a second, but I'll bring them out of there. So on the count of three, two, one, you guys are going to be in the green room now.
Oh.
Anyway,
so
what
pink room, man? I want to go to the pink room. You know what I'm saying? What a pink room, man.
I wish there was a pink
room. Oh, yeah.
Pink
room. I'm looking for that middle hole. You know what I'm saying? I want to turn that knob, walk through that door. Oh.
Anyway.
You know.
No, sorry.
Bitch,
no pink
what's popping tonight? Where's all the foxes? Shout out to all the foxes.
Well, I have Emmy here with me. She's a very foxy lady. She's featured on the Sexy Fox Tumblr account. If you go to sexyfox.tumblr.something or other, you're going to see her somewhere in there. And she has very amazing, ripe, perky boobies. You should check them out.
Yes, I love my tits.
I want to love them, too.
I made love to them. I made love to myself earlier. What?
How come the foxes haven't made a calendar? I would buy that shit.
I know, we're not really in it to make money.
What?
Goofy's a capitalist. You don't understand. He doesn't.
Oh, I'm a capitalist. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm a junior prognosticator. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everything. It's just how he's wired. I don't know if you've. Have you. I met Jay-Z once. I worked with Jay-Z one afternoon, and he's the same way. He just only thinks in terms of money. Like every conversation he got into, his angle was like, oh, yeah.
The capital gain off of, yeah.
Yeah, he was like they were sitting around talking about the latest tour coming into town, and he's like, oh yeah, oh Dave Matthews, oh yeah, he grossed over 12.7 million at this point last year or what? He was like just going, and he knew all the stats on all of the profits and all that shit. That's all he cared about. That was his angle on everything. That's how Goofy Bone is. And you know what? You know. Some people are wired that way. Other people aren't. I'm not. I fucking, the last thing I think about is money. And, learning from people like Goofy and Ghost, I've learned to prioritize money at times in order to, survive.
You got to.
You have to. I mean, just because you don't like the concept of money doesn't mean you can survive without knowing how to spend correctly in this day and age.
Plus, you know what?
It's
not as sexy to stuff gold coins into Sexy Fox's chestal region. It's a little more sexy when you get the little.
Under there, they would stay, but considering I'm not really wearing like any sort of bra or anything, you could stick gold coins into. You just have to put them under.
Well, how about I just toss them on the floor and you pick them up randomly? Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. It upsets that one guy. Hey, what is that one guy's name? I don't want to upset him anymore.
Oh, your homie. Yeah, that would be Geopool, a.k.a. Blunts No Joints, your number one fan.
Oh, that's Blunts No Joints?
Yeah, bitch.
Hey, you gotta have a hard name with GeoFo. What kind of? I'm sorry. Where are the ladies at?
Yeah, bitch. I don't understand. Well, why do you hate on another man's life? Why don't you worry about getting broads?
I'm not hating on
you
your life.
Sit here and,
I'm hating
and,
on you coming
and,
onto this show and being fucking annoying. That's what I'm hating on. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. So now I'm annoying. I'm sorry, Vince. Do you not want me to call the show? Because
Goofy, actually, I love it when you call the show, Goofy. But I think I did preface tonight was ladies' night, and I was hoping.
For the ladies.
Oh,
okay.
Right? I was hoping you were going to bring some ladies. Yeah.
For the ladies.
I mean,
Goofy, man, you got some numbers to call. You got 1,000 numbers,
yeah,
man.
Where are the mommies at?
And you know, Boost don't do three way. Come on, man.
Well, give him a number, man. Do the, the teleport shit, whatever you call the shit, PMS shit, that thing, the side thing, and give him the number. And then
the BMS shit?
The PM shit, you know what I'm saying, the MP, whatever you do.
Oh, yeah.
The brain to the side shit. Well, you know what I'm saying now. You know what I'm saying.
All right.
There you go, people. Private message. Y'all know I ain't computer literate, you know. I've only been on it since the conception of Yahoo. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been on it that long.
I hear you, bro. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Goose Cream Soup, who's been kind of quiet. Goose Cream Soup, hello. I still see you over there. Did we intimidate you with the freaking Goofy Bone and what's his? Geo, what's his ass? His name? Did that turn you off, honey? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just shy. Okay.
Yeah. No problem. That's the beauty of this talk show thing deal here is I can mute everybody's ass and it could just be you and me, baby. We get down to business here if you want. I'll even mute Emmy and Kishu too. It'll just be me and you, dude. I mean, baby. I can turn down the lights here and smell so good. You can hang out though, man. You're cool. In fact, do you mind holding the video camera, dude?
There we go. Let me get this right.
Yeah. Start off with a wide shot and then zoom in as I go down on her. Just follow my tongue, okay? Here we go. Let me turn down the lights here and get the mood set here. All right.
Boo, boo, boo. Oh, yes.
So, Goose Cream Soup, I noticed you tweeted earlier that you got out of the shower and you were all clean and...
Tweet.
Squeaky clean. And I'm just wondering, are you just sitting there with the towel wrapped around you? I'm just... imagining you with nothing on but just the towel wrapped around your supple bosoms as you hey dude, I'm not trying to get you off smell so good. I'm trying to get the lady off here. Just film, you asshole. Alright, that's friggin' I can't operate on these.
Cut.
Alright.
Oh man.
Right,
you got a real
poor
boy. Everybody, back to one. Forget it. Hey, yo, I used to work in porn industry. That's why I had to quit. You know, hey, you got to whack off after the show. You got to record right now. My bad. My bad. what in the hell is going on?
Oh, I'm seriously debating whether I want to kick out King Poop Tickler.
Man, this is going crazy. Yeah, he just.
I know there's a time and a place for scrolling, and you know, when I'm trying to seduce Goose Cream Soup on the air, that's not the place. For it, you know, she's trying to get in the mood. I'm trying to get in the mood, and then we got some ass clown in the chat room scrolling about how he's gay or something. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Don't, you know, come on. Just relax. Just don't spam it like 8,000 times. I mean, it is, I don't know if you realize, but this is not a free speech zone. This is just like the goddamn BART train and the BART platform. Once you enter this chat room, you are in a non-free speech zone. Your constitutional right, your First Amendment rights end when you enter that chat room, okay? Just like when you buy your BART ticket and get on the BART. You get on the train and shut the fuck up, all right? Anyways,
what the hell is the BART train?
Oh, you don't want to know. It's it's a fucking other headache. We're out here in this bay, in the Bay Area, we've been having some issues with our rapid transit system. Essentially, the subway that connects the entire Bay Area, it has its own police department that polices the trains and the platforms and the stations. And there's been just a lot of police brutality and police murders and a lot of just dubious behavior just from the not even just the police, but just the entity in and of itself. There's just been tons of drama. There's been some protests and just lots of shit. And we'll get into it maybe a little bit later.
On another show, yeah.
Tomorrow,
that's a real serious issue.
Yeah. If you go into my archives and look up Op BART, it's OPBART, Operation BART. There's been an ongoing campaign to protest the police brutality from the, you know, that's been almost an epidemic, it seems like, within the police department there, the BART. Part
you know that that's crazy because I got a lawsuit against an officer right now. Well, technically against the Tampa Police Department because you can't sue the actual officer. But the goddamn officer's name is Bart.
Yeah.
That's his nickname. His name is, what the hell is his real name? What's that guy's name? Corporal Brigman. There you go. You've been shouted out, Corporal Brigman. Well, they call him Bart in the streets. And it's just crazy that you just said that because he's just the definition of that same situation. I mean, these are rogue officers that just ride around on the street.
Vigilantes.
Doing what they want to do, and he's one of them. Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts, dude. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Back to the ladies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to get back to the ladies, and we will. I got Goose Cream Soup still hanging out with me. We got Kishu and Emmy hanging as well, and there's a couple more callers that are lined up. Shari Wong and Crappy Airbags are doing their own show in the green room. If you guys want to listen to their chit-chat, you can do that. But this show right here that's being broadcast for the next hour, we're into our second hour now. This is dedicated to all the sexy ladies and foxes out there. Let's get into some more music here, shall we? And come back with more calls in a second. I'm going to get into a track that I think is appropriate, considering the theme, and I will be right back. Stick around, kiddos.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
motherfucking yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Back for another hour as your audio erotic host. Shouts out to everybody in the chat room. We got Ooh Mama Poop Tickler, 100PZ, 1313, Artie's World, Crappy Airbags, Crappy Tires. Crappy Airbags and Crappy Tires both, by the way, in the green room with Shari Wongs. Big shout out to Cyber War News in the building tonight. Also Goof Bumps, Goose Cream Soup. We lost Goofy Bone. I don't see Goofy Bone in there anymore. At least not in there. What else do we got in here? Who else? We got Halcyon in the building. Kishu in the chat room as well, along with King Poop Tickler. King Poop Tickler behaving at the moment. Good to see that. Thanks, King Poop Tickler. There will be time for you to scroll. Trust me, King Poop Tickler. There's people that will scroll your ass off this fucking network. So just stick around. There'll be a scrolling competition later. Also, you can just be aware, folks. It's the internet. Information wants to be free. There's no privacy on the internet. So just remember, in the chat room, just keep that in mind. The chat log is available during and after the show, and it's, you know, time stamped and logged forever. So, and especially, and also the private chats too are not really that private. The only good use of the private chat is for when people like, I don't know, King Poop Tickler scrolling nonstop. Like at some point, King Poop Tickler and Urinon News and probably some other people will have a scroll-a-thon and it'll be impossible to communicate via the chat room unless I put it on moderation mode. I'm not going to do that. And at that point, then your personal messages become your savior, because that's how you can communicate with people in the chat. Oh, and I guess it looks like King Poop Tickler is asking for it right now, by the way. There you go. King Poop Tickler, 2 minutes for spamming "you're gay for a mole man, you're gay for a mole man." I don't even know what the fuck mole man is. I'm lost. It doesn't matter. I got ladies here. Emmy's here. How you doing,
Emmy? Hello. I'm pretty high, so I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, perfect. So I had Urinon News was asking if he could post a pic of you right now. He seems to want to share.
Go ahead. Why would he even have to ask me? He knows better.
There you go. Go for it, Urinon News. Unless I missed it and he already did it. But Urinon News, there's your, and please do so immediately because I can't wait to see. My boner awaits. I also have Kishu here. Kishu's in the building holding things down. She's a sexy fox, of course. Goes without saying. And also Goose Cream Soup in the building. I got my three goddesses with me. So, ladies, where should we take it from here? Who have I not given enough attention to in the last 10 minutes? Hello? Don't all jump at once. Is this thing on? Hello? Test 1, 2. Check. Is this on?
Vince, sometimes you're just a little creepy. Love you to death.
I'm a creeper. I know. That's it's all good. I use that to my advantage.
This is true. Very true. You use it on me. God, how long has it been that I've been here doing your show with you now? It's been like 6 months. A long time, that's for sure.
No, not 6 months.
It's probably the longest like online friendship I've ever had in my life.
You haven't been around the internet long enough, honey. You gotta branch out, man. There's a lot of people out there.
I've only had one actual, like, relationship in my life, too. I don't know. I just was, like, a kid that was, like, high school sweetheart, so kind of, like, grew up together, and we were together for, like, almost 7 years. So this is a little recent. But it's lost that long. Well, actually, I'm not really single, kind of. Anyways, that's enough. But, you know, the whole being flirty and fun and, you know, all that stuff. New world. But I love it. Oh, good times. Very good times. I can freely fact pictures of Emmy and not get bitched out for it.
Shouts out to Sexy Fox, the Twitter account, Sexy Fox, tweeting the show. Also, Geo Pool, he's being a smart ass, as per usual, but he's tweeting me, so shouts out to Geo Pool. Also, No More Zombies says, oh my god, the show is super hot now, both ESMC Squared and Kishu, and he's got the smiley face. Oh, Crappy Tire says, Emmy makes Twitter like sexting.
Yeah, I was doing it way before Anthony Weiner.
Dude, I've been tweeting ever since I was born. This is how we tweeted back in the day. We just stood on the corner with a megaphone.
LOL.
You mean no cans and like strings?
BRB. BRB. All right, hello?
And we're back. Also, shouts out to 100PZ, White Power, or no, Right Power. I always want to say White Power, but it's Right Power, Right underscore Power. Reflux Records asks, can I call in with Springfield something or other? What? And there's a Facebook group. Oh, whoa, Springfield Pervert, a national concern. What the hell is that, dude? All right, that's just a disgusting-looking guy. All right, people are tweeting me some random crap. Never mind. Okay, that's enough of the tweets. Thank you, everybody. Also, Jackal Anon and Wendigo, Crappy Airbags, and Crappy Tires, and about 12 other Crappy Tire-related accounts. Shouts out to you for tweeting me on Twitter. And, oh, here we go. Your Anon News just sent me the sexy thought. Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. That one's... You enjoy toys, don't you?
I do. I love toys. They're fun.
How many? What's your record for the most amount of toys in action at once?
I don't know, two at any given time.
Well, you can only do it two at a time, but you've never had some partners assist you with other toys? You should go for some sort of record. It seems like you could really, I don't know.
Well, I guess three if you count a penis is a sex toy.
Who was your camera person for this? What was going on? Who's that?
Me.
Oh, it's you. Oh, you're the camera person.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's what I. If you ever want to do some videography, I happen to be a videographer, so you know, I'm happy to facilitate that. No problemo. I can do it pro bono if you like it. You know, we'll talk. We'll see what happens. But yeah, that's my background. Wow, people are tweeting some epic artwork on Twitter too. That's impressive. Kilgore from AKA Billy from Chronicle.su just retweeted something that was pretty epic. It's just two weird faces. They look like one looks like Skeletor. Good times, everybody. What's going on with this HW leaks and celeb leaks? What are they doing? It seems like every day they're listing people's phone numbers. Oh, great! Here we go. Crappy Tires wants to come back. Let's bring these guys back. The Crappy Crew wants to come back. All right, ladies, do you mind if I bring the Crappy Crew back?
No, it's all right.
You sure? Goose Cream Soup and Emmy, you both okay with this?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bring the boys back, the crappy crew. It's Shari and the crappies. Here they go. Here we go. Let's see what they're at. Hello? Hey, crappy crew. Are you guys back? Are you guys?
Yeah, okay? We are. Hey, Vince in the Bay. I'm on. It's Crappy Tires.
Yeah. Great to have you, Crappy. So it's Shari Wong, and I've decided I'm going to call you guys the Crappy Crew. It's like Shari and the Crappies.
I'm not
Shari and the Crappies. It's Shari and the Crappies. That's the name of the band.
Shari and
the Crappies.
Okay. That's good. My name first, of course.
Yeah, Shari and the Crappies. You guys will be the next global invasion.
Hey, Vince, I'm just looking. I just downloaded Backtrack 5, and I just need somebody to go ahead and in the chat window
put
in an IP address for me there.
You'd be the first Canadian, American, UK power trio.
Crappy Tires, there's no place like home, bro.
You'd be like a cross between Rush, Led Zeppelin and fucking the Ramones. Yeah. Shari and the Crappies. Shari and the Crappies.
Nice.
So Shari's gonna be the drummer, of course. The drummer and the singer. Because he's got so much goddamn. Crappy Airbags probably could be a drummer. Or Crappy Tires could probably be a drummer. He's got a ton of energy, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, man. So, what happened when you were incarcerated in the green room with those kids? What the hell happened? What was resolved?
They were arguing at first, and then they kind of just stopped.
That's not exciting.
I think the dude was, like, trolling Goofy, and Goofy was like, I will come and rip your legs off, something like that. I know, it's quite funny. and then it just kind of stopped, and then, like, me and Crappy started talking.
That's interesting, because I don't remember putting the other dude in there.
Well, he was one. Well, someone was screaming, going,
it was just
you
three of you guys. It was Shari Wongs and the two Crappies, Crappy Airbags and Crappy Tires.
Who was one that was screaming, going, fuck you, then?
Probably Crappy Tires. I don't know.
No, I couldn't.
No, it was somebody else.
I was upstairs. It was somebody else as well that was screaming in there.
Because I dropped my drink, bro. I had to clean it up.
Yeah.
Still all over the floor. Shit.
See,
Vince
here.
Is a troller.
What's that?
Are you trolling this, Vince?
Of course.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I know, I've got to go. Like, I told Crappy Airbags I was going to go. Like,
yeah, so what's up? Are you in Team Poison? Are you guys cool yet? Or are you guys still fighting?
I don't... No, I'm not fighting. I'm just kind of chillaxing at home watching TV.
All right, good.
And I think they're still trying to do stuff to me, but completely failing. Like, you know that apparently they called the police on me 3 times, and every time it failed because they can't find my address. But they don't know.
You don't even know what to say when he says that, do you? It's kind of like, well, dude, like the first things first, can we get him to stop calling the police, right? And then second thing is, like, can we stop doing things that makes them want to call the police?
No, dude, they called the police and told them that I was Sabu.
That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it is quite funny.
As long as there's a little humor mixed in there, it pushes it over the top, right?
They called the police 3 times. They called one, saying that I was Sabu. Two, that I was contemplating suicide. And there's another one, like that I was raping my 3-year-old or 4-year-old sister or something.
I don't even have a sister.
What?
That's why they wanted me to send that screen cap of you with the Desert Eagle .50 caliber in your mouth. Now I'm putting it all together.
Lol.
What a silly Negro.
Anyway, I is Keisha still here?
No, she her phone died. She's gone.
Okay.
She rage quit. She rage quit.
Oh.
No, she didn't rage quit. I'm just kidding. No, she said her phone was gonna die, and I think it died. She'll call back though. She's probably charging it.
I've got to go. Okay, bye.
All right,
it was nice talking
later.
All right, Shari. Thanks
and,
for coming through.
Crappy Airbags is my hero, by the way. He's awesome.
All right.
Okay, bye.
As always, he's your guardian angel.
Who's the other girl? There was Crappy. There was Thingy. There's Kishu. There was Goose. Whatever, and then there's somebody else.
Emmy?
We're
talking about
Emmy?
Emmy?
The girl I
who's she? You're the what?
Kishu?
You're the girl with the vagina on her forehead.
Yeah, what?
Vagina on her forehead?
I'm just really confused. Because Crappy Tyler said that he scrolled down your Twitter profile, but he didn't actually say your nickname. He said he scrolled down your Twitter profile, saw a picture of your vagina, and then quit.
Possibly. I have pictures of my vagina on my profile. It's quite a nice vagina. You have to agree.
Fair enough. But
who
are you, though? Like, I'm really confused. I'm going to kind of deep... This
fair
is confusing.
Enough, but who are
okay,
you?
What is your nickname?
Go to bed, Shari. Shari, just go to bed. Go to bed, Shari. All right,
he is
bed
MC and number two, like the theory of relativity.
Yeah, I'm gonna retweet her. She's gonna tweet something right now, and I'll retweet it. And there you go, Shari. That's
yeah.
Her. Now go to bed.
Have
sweet dreams, bro. And say hi to Keisha. Tell her to call back in because we got 38 minutes left to go. And we have time to get down and get down to business, ladies. Thanks, Crappy Airbags.
Like a bomb.
Hey, Vince, what's up? I just had to make sure Shari was okay. You know what I'm saying?
He's fine. You're like his guardian angel. I like how you've kind of tried to take him under your wing or vice versa. I don't know how it works sometimes. But we have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. You just called in. Who's this?
Hey, is this the green room?
Hi. Who are you? What's your name? What's on your mind? What's your deal?
Just bored. Just Halcyon.
Oh, Halcyon. Hey, what's up, dude?
Not much.
Yo, what up, Halcyon?
Hey, you're on with the ladies here. Do you have anything to say to the sexy foxes on tonight?
Yeah. Show me your tits.
You can find them on my profile, dude. It's really not that hard.
They've been spammed in the chat room already.
I know, I was joking.
What, you got anything else for her besides that, or was that it?
No, nah, that's pretty much it.
All right, there you have it. If you guys want to get in on this. Sexual audio orgy here. There's plenty of time to do so. 347-826-7667 is the number. Ladies, of course, get top priority as always. But I have a. Let me get a track going here, and come right back. Crappy Airbags, are you doing a tiny chat again anytime soon, dude? I had fun on your tiny chat. Was it last night? Too bad we.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That
was a lot of fun. I think only people came because you and Goofy Bone tweeted about it, so then everybody came in there. But it's a distinctly different medium from Blog Talk Radio, like the user experience with everybody broadcasting and stuff like that. Good stuff. Fun to play around with.
Yeah, good times. All right, I found this track. God damn it. I fucking hate this switchboard. It's so impossible to find, to queue up audio clips. All right, I'm Vince in the Bay. Come on, ladies, give me a call. I need more ladies. I got Goose Cream Soup, I got Emmy, and I got Keisha, hopefully calling back soon. And there's a ton of callers lined up, hopefully more ladies to get down with us. We got about a half hour to go, Don't be shy, ladies.
Bart, and you're there.
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 Bart, and you're murdered.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart,
Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de
Bart,
on est là-bas.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I'm a warm-time girl. I don't feel
That's right. It's Vince in the Bay back for another half an hour, and reminding you that Operation BART continues. It's I think tomorrow's like Labor Day weekend or something, or I think tomorrow's actually a holiday, but apparently Operation BART protests will continue. They see no holiday. They see nothing. It's just every day, Monday, every Monday at 5 p.m., Operation BART expected. I think it's just rain or shine, sleet or snow. Dude, holiday or no holiday, it's going down. I think there's also some shit going down on Thursday as well. So, yeah, we'll see what's up with that. I don't know. I got to see how my schedule is going to work out, but I'm going to try to, of course, be at the Civic Center and see what goes down tomorrow. It was a good turnout last week, as far as I could tell. But whatever. We'll see. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Sexy Fox party time tonight, and I'm very happy to have Emmy with me and Goose Cream Soup, who have been my goddesses for the evening. Ladies, so nice to have you on this inaugural Sexy Fox Party Time special. I'm very, very grateful to have both of you here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, don't make me have to just do a specific show for Sexy Foxes to come around here. You girls are both welcome here anytime. All right, I totally lost on that. See, that's the problem. Is sometimes people say that I'm so monotone that I just put people to sleep, and my guests are susceptible to it as well, I guess. Crappy Airbags is here. Crappy Airbags. Do we feel like our young lad Shari Wong is okay and on the right track again?
Oh, yeah. It's all about your frame of mind, Vince.
Good. Good times. And then I have another caller here. It looks like a Skype caller, DS Shagmeb or something or other. Who's that?
I follow him on Twitter.
Wait, who's that?
It's Shagme. What's up?
Shagme. Oh, it's Shagme. Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up? Nothing much. I just wanted to call in and say hi to the ladies. I appreciate you coming on the show and talking. If you want, I'll give you my number later. We can talk, hang out. It's all right. I don't bite too hard.
Well, that's a shame, because I only accept hard biters.
Ooh, then I got to step my game up.
Oh, motherfucking Motormouth News is in the building now, so check this out. Do we still have Poop Tickler or whatever the hell his name is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he pussed out. He's gone now. Where'd he go? King Poop Tickler just wussed out because Motormouth News and Euronon News are in the building, and they could, scroll
spam.
And yeah, it would be a fucking spamathon. It was scrollathon. He wussed out, though. He's gone. Fucking Poop
Thank
Tickler.
God. I seriously have never wanted to punch my monitor as hard as today from all his spamming and everything.
Who, Poop Tickler?
Yeah, like, holy fuck. He was giving me, like, half a seizure with all the spamming.
Hmm. Well, he does tickle the pooper.
Not mine, dude. My sphincter is retracted.
Remains untickled.
I don't understand what people see wrong with anal.
Exit only, I think, is my general idea.
No,
but I mean, whatever. Hey,
orgasms from prostate massage.
Thank you.
Multiple orgasms.
Thank you. It just got awkwardly quiet.
Oh, I'm
nodding in agreement over here, yeah. Yep.
I'm scrolling down. I'm scrolling through the Sexy Fox Tumblr. I like some of these angles that you got on your poses here,
Emmy.
Holy
shit. All right, enough with the spam, please. Unless
we're going to go with upside down text, and then we can continue the spam upside down.
Oh, is that what it is? These guys are all just going nuts with the spamathon.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do it.
Whose link is it up on the Amazon?
The guy's gone. He's
Amazon?
Not even here anymore. The guy I wanted you guys to spamathon with, he's gone now, dude. That
spamgasm.
So we'll just go ahead and mute that dude. Crappy tires.
Yeah, the minimal. I got a service announcement. I'm single, ladies. I broke up with my girlfriend. She doesn't know how to copy paste. She's not good with the computer. I get too aggravated. So if any girls out there, you know, want to talk or whatever, hit me up on Twitter at @DShagMeB that's about it. Other lines of communication are kind of restricted, unless I get to know you better.
All right. I have Motormouth News, Uranon News, and Crappy Tires all timeout. 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. Uranon News, Motormouth News, and Crappy Tires. 2 minutes for scrolling. Worst poop tickler when you name. Crappy Tires, you want to explain to me what the hell's going on in there?
In the chat?
Yeah, what are you guys trying to prove in there?
They were scrolling the chat, so I posted your number in there.
Think of this as did I not tell you? Think of this as the BART platform. Think of this as the BART platform, okay? And
where's your spokesperson? Where's Linton's?
I am Linton's Johnson. My Johnson's out right now because oh my god, what's happening? Did somebody? How did they get their mutes canceled?
Oh, god.
Oh my god! All hell is broken loose. Help me, people. Come on. I'm just trying to do this for the ladies, and you people are giving me this garbage.
It's fucking cock blockers, man. They're everywhere.
I'm trying to make sweet love to Goose Cream Soup and Emmy here, and you guys are scrolling with your God knows what in the chat room. Do I have to put this... you know what Ghost does? This is what Ghost does. When he gets the kids are scrolling on his thing... At least do it upside down. Fine. Upside down scrolling. If you're going to scroll, upside down scrolling for the next 5 minutes.
Someone spam the upside down text so we can all do that and have some fun.
But what Ghost does is he puts the show on martial law, on chat martial law, where it's like nobody has any access. And everything gets slowed down, and I can approve individual actual text, so I can dictate who can even chat, because you'll think you're still chatting, but you won't be. Martial law, yeah, Goosebumps knows what I'm talking about. Martial law, yeah. I ripped this off from Ghost, so fucking sue me. Who cares? But I will. I swear to God, if you guys keep up this goddamn scrolling, I will institute chat room martial law. It only happens at rare occasions like this when people just get out of hand. And thank God Poop Tickler isn't here, because
no free speech zone, right, Vinch?
This is like the BART Vinch platform. Exactly. Think of this as the BART platform. Your constitutional right to free speech and safety, your free speech.
Your amendment.
Platform. Yes.
Your First Amendment.
Exactly. Your constitutional right to have a clean anal passage also begins at the fair gates. So keep that in mind as well. And as you know, my guest, Emmy, there's full documentation that she upholds that constitutional right. No doubt about it. That looks like, you're in the shower, for God's sake. It looks like clean as a whistle there.
I hope it's shaved,
that
too.
That could be like an Irish Spring commercial. Okay, that's it. That's it. They are scrolling like a motherfucker in the chat room right now. This is out of control. I am
institute. Yeah, I can't look.
I got to institute. I think I have to do it. I have
stop
to hit the
scrolling.
Kill switch. The internet chat room kill switch. All right, there we go. There we go. We are now. I have now instituted martial law We are now at a standstill in the chat room. Every individual message, I see you guys chatting. I still see you guys chatting, but you don't see each other chatting.
Thank God for moderated mode.
What you're saying. And we're in moderation mode now, folks. So sit back, relax. It's going to be a bumpy ride. We have to ride this out. We got scrollers who are...
Can you select all and delete, Vince?
I'm sorry this has to come to this, but just think of this as the BART fucking platform, all right? We are on fucking DEFCON 5, and I can see all your personal messages. I don't speak fucking Russian. I'm sorry, Kishu's not here. She's my translator. I don't understand this. But this is it, folks. I have instituted chat with martial law. And that's it, folks. The party's over. I try to do this for the ladies. I'm protecting the ladies. This is really to protect them. This is absolutely obscene. I still see what you guys are saying. Like, for example, Halcyon says, Lyndon Johnson really, really, really loves you. Okay, I will approve that message. I approve that message.
Could he stiff?
Okay? I'm Vince in the Bay, and I approve that message. Okay? Did you guys see that message? Did that show up?
You want to copyright it? I'll get the paperwork done.
You're not news. I see. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm protecting you. What I am doing is I'm doing this for your own safety. Actually, this is a danger to the ladies, and I'm doing this to protect them. Their constitutional right to safety, and I'm doing this for everybody's own good. Okay. Yes. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. You're a non-news. I'm not mad.
Vincent Johnson is your mom.
Oh.
Can you tell your non-news that I love him?
Oh, you can tell him yourself. He can hear you.
Yeah, he can hear it.
I love you. You're hilarious.
Op 99 says it's all about safety. I agree. I approve that message. Oh, that's so great. What did George Bush say it? He said, hey, if there's going to be a dictator, at least as long as I'm the dictator, it's all good, baby. Didn't he say something like that?
Who knows?
I think so. Oh, man. Hey, smells so good. Hey, tell us about your show. You still doing your blog talk show?
Yeah. I'm doing something for Labor Day tomorrow. I don't know. Happy Labor Day. Get your ass to work or something related to that. But, I'm actually trying to work on my own website. You know, I got the trilateralradio.com, which is going to be me, Goofy, and Sandy J, and then Miss Computer Lady already jumped on board, and I'm actually looking for some more hosts. You know, once we get it up and running, shouts out to Cyanide and all my people down there in the Netherlands. He's actually putting the website together, and he's also the one that put together PSN Radio. So I don't know if you guys ever checked them out, but PSNRadio.com, you can go and check them out. It's a good website and do a lot of paranormal stuff. And so he's setting our stuff up. I'm still be on Blog Talk Radio, but it'll be like 30-minute shows, and then the full two-hour shows will be like on, you know what I'm saying, on our own little format. Just because we're looking for CD quality, and we can't get that through Blog Talk. I mean, I love Blog Talk for everything that it gives you, except for when it comes to downloading the episodes, and it sounds like it's on a goddamn vinyl record or something, or 8-track. And I can't do that, you know, that's no good for me. So, you know, yeah, but we still here kicking it real big. Shouts out to my co-hosts with the mostest, Miss Emily Angel, representing Washington, and everybody worldwide, you know, everybody worldwide, what's happening? Y'all tune in. Oh, it's 12 p.m. to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. That's blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio, and the WDG is We Do Little Great Entertainment. So come through and check us out, Uncut, Uncensored. You know, titties, dick, ass, pussy, whatever you want to say on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, please come through and
they can tell your Twitter.
Yeah, run it. You know what I'm saying? Naked pictures on the Twitter. We do it all. We get it in. All
right. Okay. Cool. Okay. Hey. All right. You know what? I think everybody seems to be settled down. I don't know. Something in your voice smells so good. Sue's individuals, and they're actually saying stuff that I approve of. And instead of just approving all the messages now, I'm gonna now relinquish control of and stop martial law. I'm gonna turn off the turn back on the spigot, if you will, and there you go. We are no longer under martial law. Welcome back to the chat room, everybody. Now I hope you all behave. Now you've learned your lesson, and you'll behave now like respectful individuals. And yes, so carry on. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed Smell So Good's appearance with hers, and I certainly did. I'm really glad you came in, and I'm sorry I had to come to the fact that Goofy Bone was getting called out, that you had to feel like you jumped on here. But hey,
when he sent the tweet, when he sent the Facebook message, it said, "Ladies, call in." So right. When I called it, I pressed 2 because it said, "Ladies, call in," to press 1. So I pressed 2. Goddamn it. You know, just to let you know I was here. But then, you know, when the caller came online, then, of course, I had to press the 1 to get acknowledged on the line. So, hey, it's all good. We here. Hey, Vince, can I ask the ladies a quick question?
Yeah.
This is just strictly for the ladies. One of them, I definitely probably know, is going to jump on that since you work in a porn store. But as far as, like, swings, are you ladies get into that?
Swings, like swings.
Yeah, like the swings. I've been into a shop before. I believe that's $150 and all that shit. I ain't finna do that.
Oh, you mean like a sex swing?
Yeah.
Those things are pretty cool. I mean, you can do some interesting stuff in it. You kind of have to be a little acrobatic. Might fall off it a couple times. You appreciate it.
So you have used it?
Hmm?
You have used it. Or you have tried it out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Any other ladies?
I'm getting Twitter rated right now, apparently, by Jackal Anon is just abusing me on Twitter right now.
If I can't shit on him in the chat room, I'll shit on him on Twitter.
Back him up a little bit, because don't do that. I will get my blogger out.
You can't ban him on Twitter, I guess that's what he said. Yeah, ban a tweet.
Oh, Euronon News also says that he loves you.
Awesome. He better.
I do love censorship. That's right. This is my goddamn chat room. Your free speech ends at the fair gates, just like it ends in my chat room in real life. That's how it works. Op 99, what the fuck's that? Op 99? You guys come up with these ops every 5 seconds. I don't get it. And you know who it usually is? It's usually Crappy Tires. Let's just see if let's play who else in the chat room is Crappy Tires. Should we play that really quick? Oh, he's just Crappy Tires. That's it. He's just okay.
Yeah, right.
Op 99, Op VITB. No Op VITB. You guys tried to do that last night, and it failed miserably because Crappy Tires tried to institute it, and that's a fail. If that's who you're going with for your planning, well, you got to rethink your plan. That's like going into Lyndon Johnson for your planning.
Who is Lyndon Johnson? Since I think Shagmy said something about that earlier. Like, tell him about Lyndon Johnson. Who the hell is
Lyndon Johnson? It's a long story. You can Google him by now. He's a meme almost at this point.
Was he a politician or something? A politician?
No, he's the spokesperson for the BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit that we keep talking about.
Oh.
The transit system that has the corrupt cop. that you know, execute passengers on the station platforms in front of hundreds of witnesses, and then immediately try to collect all the video and photo evidence.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's nuts, dude. It's been an ongoing thing. You know what? I'll get you up to speed on it. We're going to wrap up the show at about 5 minutes here. If you want to just hang on at the end of the show, I'll string together a little thing that I'll play a little montage of news clips that will kind of get you up to speed on where we're at. We just finished with Op Bart 3. There's been 3 protests so far that have been a part of this Monday night. It's every Monday night at 5 p.m. Outside the Civic Center BART station in San Francisco. There's been a protest, and it started on the platform inside the station. And people got arrested, people got hauled away in vans and whatnot. And now there's been a lot of like bad publicity, or at least a lot of propaganda from the news outlets, making the protesters look like the bad people because they're slowing down, because they've had to close down some of the stations at some of these protests because of safety factor. But in reality, there was like, oh, maybe like 30 protesters on the platform, and then on top of that, like another 60 police officers, another 50 news people. It was actually the news and the police officers that were
that made the problem.
Yeah, they made it unsafe. So then they ended up shutting down the stations, and it became this big political thing back and forth. And it all stemmed because there was a protest before all this, where it was a planned protest that was planned on by the organizers on Twitter, and the BART police got wind of this, and they decided, hey, let's shut down the cell service so they can't organize their protest. And so
they just did that overseas, though. They did that overseas.
Exactly. Whoa. And that was the reaction. And that was the reaction from the activists and everybody here. And then people got really pissed off, and they started to get national recognition. And yeah, it's been an ongoing thing. So now these protesters want to do it every week. And this is the fourth week now. Tomorrow will be the fourth one. And it's called Operation BART. If you just Google Op BART, OPBART, and you'll get the lowdown. And then at the end of the show, I'll play the if you're tuned in, you can just listen. I'll play the Operation BART 3 recap, which it was a montage of all the news and other sounds of the protests from last week. And it's going to continue again tomorrow for Operation BART 4.
Go through my YouTube clips, you'll see I have a bunch of YouTubes called Flops, FLOPS, because they have the little TV show called Cops down here, where they, you know what I'm saying, they got all the citizens, you know, where they arrest them and all that kind of shit on the video. So what I do is I go around with my camera and I capture police doing lazy shit. So it's fake lazy officers patrolling the streets. If you go on there, you'll see one particular video that says, have you ever went to jail for videotaping the police? And I actually, this is, part of an ongoing lawsuit I got. Shouts out to the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. Make sure y'all use them and send all your videos to them. Find your representative and send all your videos. All that BART information, send it to the ACLU. But anyways, if you look at the video, I'm videotaping the police making a routine traffic stop. As I'm talking into the camera, the cop turns around, he notices me, he comes over, he approaches me, he says, well, you know, well, you impede in an investigation. I'm like, how am I impeding an investigation? I'm across the street, I'm not even bothering you. Long story short, the cop took my camera, snatched it out of my hand, placed me under arrest on private property. I said, why are you going to take me to jail on private property? The officer took me into the middle of the streets, into the city streets, then arrested me, took my camera, and it's like 5 or 6 different clips of where the, you know, stupid cops don't even know what the hell they're doing. They're trying to go through my camera and get the footage. It took me 3 weeks. I did 2 days in jail. 3 weeks later, and this is all on YouTube, where it says, picking up my shit from the popo's office. And you can go on there and see that where I'm actually picking my camera up. And the footage is still on there, but it shows where they tried to go through and erase the footage. But the camera was so high-tech for them, they couldn't figure out how to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
But that BART, what you're talking about, that happens state to state. I go through that on a daily basis. Believe you me, I go through that on a daily basis. You know, and what it is human rights violations. That's the first thing anybody in the court system going to tell you. Your rights is being violated, you know, and that's what's been happening to y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got the right. You got that's what everybody before you, you know what I'm saying, fought for you to be able to do that, have sit-ins, and as long as it's peaceful. It's like KKK and everybody else can have marches and all that as long as it's peaceful. Mm-hmm. That's our amendment rights. You got to run them. But you can't let them sit up there and try to intimidate you, and that's all that's happening. You know what I'm saying? They try to show up 60 deep on you. Man, please, pull the cameras out and immediately start Facebooking it.
Oh, the people are all over it. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's well documented. We'll definitely hook you up with the link. Smells so good. It's been a pleasure to have you on, and we'll definitely hook you up here. Stick around. Stay tuned. I got a lot of people on the line right now. I'm going to try to go around the horn really quick and get everybody to chime in here with final thoughts, and then I'll play this montage. Emmy, thank you so much, darling, for joining me tonight. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to, or shout-outs you'd like to get out there before we go?
Just everybody who I follow on Twitter. You should go through my my following list and follow people I follow because they're all really cool.
Oh, I will definitely follow you. I think you are really cool. Oh, and No More Zombies has a Twitter message. It says, tell Emmy I want to have her babies. So, are you taken? Do you have a boyfriend or?
I don't believe in monogamous relationships.
Oh my god! Oh, you must come back to this show frequently.
I will
come to the Bay. Come to the motherfucking Bay, honey. Come out to the Bay anytime. Any of y'all are out in the Bay Area, hit up Vince in the Bay. You know, I'll take care of you. I'm good peoples.
You definitely seem like you're good peoples. I will definitely try and get back to the show as often as possible.
Sweet. Well, you are a sexy fox, and I still have. I've had an erect member this entire time, and thank you for providing that.
Picture didn't happen.
And we also have goose cream soup. Goose cream soup, honey. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye here?
No. I don't know. I'll call back in, I guess. And maybe next time I won't be so shy.
Yeah. And, hey, call, you know, it's okay. You could call in. So if you don't have to say anything. You can just breathe heavy, and that's about all I need, honey. So hey, I appreciate you coming through, and I you know, we tried to have a little foreplay there, but I'm sorry, it smells so good. He kind of spoiled things. So all right, hey, let's really quick, crappy airbags. Anything you'd like to say before we go?
Fuck the TTG.
All right, shag me. Anything you'd like to parting thoughts before we leave?
I'd like to shout out everyone that's been following me, the 50 people that that have been following me. What else was I going to say? Yeah, hold on, I have a script here. Go follow Monarch on Twitter, @TheMonarchs, spelt with a X instead of an A. He needs some people to follow him. I also wanted to let people know that we have a server up, or I set up a server the other day. Somewhere on my Twitter, I'll keep spamming it for another hour until I go to bed. And peace and love to everyone else.
Sweet. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Motormouth News keeps saying MM. Motormouth News for life. Motormouth News. Okay, I get it. Motormouth News for life. Thank you for tweeting me. Area code 423. Who are you? Really quick, who are you? Oh, and you hung up. What a pussy. Jesus. All right. Well, hey, I'm Vince in the Bay. I really appreciate everybody showing me love tonight here, and I hope you've had a good time. I've had a blast. And, hey, what do you know? It's midnight. That means it's Monday, And if it's Monday, it means it's Operation Bart, kiddos. Enjoy. This is for you. Smells so good. I'm out of here. I'm Vince the Bay. Follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/VinceTheBay. It's Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good.
After Monday, after Monday, protesters have used the afternoon commute to send a message to BART and its police department. But today's demonstration was different. Just two arrests compared to dozens in the previous protests. Elizabeth Cook on why today's protesters say they use a different approach to deliver the same message.
It was deja vu for commuters. Another Monday night, another BART protest. Only this time, people got to their destinations on time.
Take them down, take them down.
The past two Monday night protests looked like this. Multiple arrests and trains delayed for hours. Commuters like Jeff Hodgins were outraged.
I mean, there are so many more real things to protest, you know? This is ridiculous.
Tonight, these protesters were doing some PR damage control.
The bigger picture has been overtaken by whatever protests happened, the more recent ones, where the whole train system was getting shut down and the website getting hacked.
Bob Sanders joined tonight's protest because the activists were not going to shut down BART service.
It's a little more effective to just have a continual presence and a good educational campaign as opposed to just extremely confrontational.
By the time the protesters dispersed around 7:30, only about a dozen activists were left. Many of them came to the nearest BART station and went home. But they say they'll be back. Rupa Maria was Charles Hill's doctor, the man shot by BART police after they say he threatened them with a knife. She says she won't stop demonstrating until she gets answers.
If they can explain to us publicly why they had to shoot Oscar Grant and why they had to shoot Charles Hill, I would like to see some public accountability.
In San Francisco, Elizabeth Cook, CBS.
Tonight, a change in tactics resulting in a smoother commute. KTU's Ken Wayne is live now in San Francisco. Tell us what made the difference. Ken.
Julian had all the elements for a bad night for BART. Dozens of protesters and a heavy police presence. But in the end, it was the commuters who came out the winners tonight. Unlike previous Monday night protests, not a single BART station was shut down. They were loud, angry, and mobile.
No justice! No peace! Disband the BART police!
But this time, protesters stayed off the train platforms, as BART officials had asked, and kept their demonstration outside the fare gates.
The moment you cross that fare gate, you can't say what you want.
Protesters want BART police disarmed following the July shooting of Charles Hill at San Francisco's Civic Center station. And a group called Anonymous wants BART to apologize for shutting off cell phone service ahead of a planned protest earlier this month. Organizers urged protesters to remain peaceful.
I heard there was going to be something going on, and I'm in solidarity with anybody who wants some real change in this world.
The protesters marched down Market Street for a time, walking into street traffic. Police quickly formed a line, and the demonstration returned to the sidewalk. At the Embarcadero station, things turned physical when police moved in to arrest a demonstrator. Some onlookers said they were fed up.
Shut up. You're wrong.
No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
If they was to stop me from going home to see my kids and all that, dude, I'd be ready to bust them in the head, too.
For me, I'm just sort of feeling numb. Like, oh, no, we're doing it again. I'm looking at my train thinking, I might make it today.
One lone person protested the protesters.
I've been following it for the past 3 weeks in the paper, and I think the whole thing is very silly. So on the spur of the moment, I went to Walgreens, got a bunch of sign materials, and made up my own sign.
Two people were arrested. They were protest leaders who had megaphones and their faces covered with masks, but those masks were taken off as they were taken into custody and loaded into sheriff's vans. They are charged with interfering with BART operations. That's because they're protesting inside the pay area. No word on any protest planned for next Monday night. Live in San Francisco, Ken Wayne, KTVU Channel 2 News.
Outside the surrogate, you do the same thing as inside the surrogate. You've proven our point. Thank you very much. All cops are still our cops.
Move.
All
move. Everybody move. Move.
A scuffle breaks out at a BART station tonight, but on this third week of protests, all stations remained open with far fewer arrests.
Get it
on! Organizers took a different approach this time around, knowing full well that commuters were growing weary of their weekly protests. They stayed off the BART platform and instead started their demonstration outside the Civic Center station.
Since the BART police have blamed us for shutting stations, we've decided not to give them a reason to do that again.
The reasons that brought the protesters together remain the same. They're upset about the shooting death of a homeless man by BART police and BART's decision to shut down cell phone service during a planned protest. As was the case last week, dozens marched down Market Street, but this time protesters did not disrupt traffic as they, for the most part, stayed on the sidewalk. Officers with SFPD made sure of that. Last week, the chief warned their response was going to be much quicker this time.
They were just waiting for the right moment to show themselves and to show that, that they're here out in force.
No justice!
The only time things got intense was when protesters entered the Powell, Montgomery, and Embarcadero stations. Everyone obeyed police orders and stayed behind the fare gates, except for one of the leaders of the demonstration.
No justice!
No peace!
Disband the BART police!
Officers arrested him and another man for interfering with BART operations.
They can't arrest me for having a t-shirt they don't like. They can't arrest me for saying something that they don't like. They can't. They are. But that's the problem with the BART police, is that they're out of control.
In the end, there were no station closures and no mass arrests like there were last week. A big relief to commuters who were tired of the delays.
Bus or BART last Monday was a mess. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that it's not closed today.
Maybe things are going to de-escalate a little bit, and that'll be good for dialogue between the two sides.
BART police estimates that about 40 people took part in tonight's demonstration. Live in San Francisco, Lillian Kim, ABC 7 News.
All right, thanks, Lillian. Also today, several public interest groups asked the Federal Communications Commission to declare that BART broke telecom laws when it cut off cell phone service earlier this month. The groups, including the San Francisco-based Electronic Frontier Foundation, say BART's actions set a dangerous example. BART says it was intended to keep passengers safe. The FCC is now reviewing the petition.
Mole, S-H-I-T. Again, the original crowd, I counted 40, and then there was like two small splinter groups of about a dozen to half a dozen.
What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
Get over the intersection of 6 to Market.
I'm free.
On the south.
10-4, somewhere between 6 and 40.
It's over 9,000! 9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers winning.